Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll be going digital, fulfilling a request, and celebrating the birthdays of Bunny Berrigan, Harry M. Woods, and Jan Garber. The first segment of this week's show is from my friend Ivan in Vista, California, who recently underwent surgery as a result of an incident involving glass and his finger. I'll spare you the gory details, but thanks to some quick thinking and action on the part of some friends who were with him at the time, he still has his finger, and although it will take many months, he should regain nearly 100% use of it. So here, with best wishes to Ivan for a speedy and complete recovery, is a set of digital songs, beginning with Ben Selvin and his orchestra. Thank you.
When a thing goes wrong, some start to swear and cuss, other sing a song. I don't do either, that's all taboo. When a thing goes wrong with me, this is what I do. I lift up my finger and I say, tweet, tweet, shush, shush, now, now, come, come. I don't need to linger when I say, tweet, tweet, shush, shush, now, now, come, come. When the baby screams and scatters my dreams, do I stop to sing or hum?
No!
I lift up my finger and I say, tweet, tweet, shush, shush, now, now, come, come. I lift up my finger and I say, tweet, tweet, shush, shush, now, now, come, come.
Okay, Ivan, I just dare you some night in the pub to lift up your finger and say, tweet, tweet. That was Fred Hall and his Sugar Babies with Arthur Fields performing the vocal from September 4th, 1929. I Lift Up My Finger and I Say Tweet Tweet was written by Leslie Cerrone, who had recorded it in April with Jack Hilton. That was preceded by Eddie Lang using the pseudonym of Blind Willie Dunn, teaming up with blues guitarist Lonnie Johnson and Hot Fingers from October 9, 1929. The pseudonym was probably designed to cash in on the popularity of African-American blues guitarists such as Blind Blake and Blind Lemon Jefferson. Lang also recorded a couple of sessions with a group he called Blind Willie Dunn and his Gin Bottle 4, which included Hoagie Carmichael, James C. Johnson, and King Oliver. Hot Fingers was preceded by some fractious fingering on the part of Fats Waller from June 8, 1936. And we began the set and the show with Ben Selvin and his orchestra and Cross Your Fingers from December 9, 1929. Some songs about fingers with best wishes to Ivan for a speedy recovery. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, or snap your fingers for that matter, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. October 8th was Clarence Williams' birthday, and we devoted a segment of the show to him on that day, but listener Len in Linden, Washington, has since written in requesting three specific Clarence Williams records. Fortunately, I have all three, and here they are.
Thank you.
I'm hollering, hey, hey, big mama. I'm hollering, hey, hey, big mama. I'm hollering, hey, hey, big mama. Take your big fat leg off mine. You got a great big old fat leg and a whopping thigh. A great big old fat leg and a whopping thigh. And every time she sends me mad, she makes me cry.
The world's about to end. Have your brains just kept on reeling? You feel without a friend. Have you had those mean old blues too, but didn't understand? Everyone around refused to lend you a helping hand. You're walking around, no one inside, wondering where your baby is tonight. Tell me, have you ever felt that way? You're feeling forlorn, you've got the blues. Night and day you sang those weary blues. Tell me, have you ever felt that way? So downhearted, you don't know what to do. You ain't got nobody to tell your troubles to. You're walking around, no one inside, wondering where your baby is tonight. Tell me, have you ever felt that way? You're walking around, no one inside, wondering where your baby is tonight. Tell me, have you ever felt that way? Oh, you're feeling forlorn, you've got the blues. Night and day you sang those weary blues. Tell me, have any one of you here ever felt that way? You are so downhearted, you don't know what to do. You ain't got nobody to tell your troubles to. You're walking for miles, no place to go. Talking to yourself, Lord, but you don't know. Tell me, have you ever felt that way?
Thank you.
Clarence Williams and his orchestra by request of listener Len in Linden, Washington. We began with Ed Allen, cornetist in the band, vocalizing on Big Fat Mama from August 14, 1934. That was followed by Catherine with a K, Henderson, accompanied by Clarence Williams, and Have You Ever Felt That Way? Catherine Henderson was Eva Taylor's niece, and Eva Taylor, of course, was married to Clarence Williams. Catherine worked in the offices of Williams Publishing Company and was also a dancer and appeared in Williams' stage show Bottomland in 1927. We finished up with Jungle Crawl from September 11, 1934. Last week, November 4th, marked the birth in 1896 in Massachusetts of composer, lyricist, and pianist Harry McGregor Woods. His first songwriting success came in 1923 with I'm Going South, written with Abner Silver, which was a hit in 1924 for Al Jolson. The same year, Paddlin' Madeline Home was published with words and music by Woods, and it became a hit for Cliff Edwards in 1925. By 1926, Woods had become an established songwriter on Tin Pan Alley, and he became legendary with hits such as When the Red Red Robin Comes Bob Bob Bobbin' Along and I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. In 1929, Woods began writing for Hollywood musicals and came up with hits including Try a Little Tenderness and Lovable. In 1934, he moved to London, where he lived for 3 years and worked for the British film studio Gaumont British Films, contributing to the films It's Love Again and Evergreen. Woods wrote words and music for most of his songs, but he also collaborated with Mort Dixon, Howard Johnson, Arthur Freed, Rube Bloom, and Gus Kahn. Around 1945, he retired to Glendale, Arizona, where he passed away on January 14, 1970. Here are three from Harry M. Woods.
Thank you.
where the sun is shining. So honey, don't you cry, we'll find a silver lining. The clouds will soon roll by. I hear a robin singing upon a treetop high. To you and me he's singing, the clouds will soon roll by. Each little tear and sorrow only brings you closer to me. Just wait until tomorrow, what a happy day that will be. Down Lover's Lane together, we'll wander you and I. Goodbye to stormy weather, the clouds will soon roll by.
Thank you.
Tony Colucci on banjo. That was the Ipana Troubadours, a Sam Lannon band in 1928, and I'm Riding to Glory. That was preceded by The Clouds Will Soon Roll By, played by trumpeter Graham Price and his orchestra, members of the Gene Cardos and Joe Hames orchestras. The vocalist on that June 13, 1932 Electrodisc recording was Walter Derrick. The Electrodisc label was produced for a short time by Victor and sold for just one thin dime, but at the height of the Depression, not many people had dimes to spend on music, and consequently Electrodiscs are quite rare. We began the set with Bernie Cummins and his orchestra from a Cameo 78 waxed May 14, 1930, and Be Careful With Those Eyes. Composer Harry M. Woods, born November 4, 1896. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Today, November 5th, marks the birth in 1894 in Indianapolis, Indiana, of bandleader Jan Garber. After graduating from Philadelphia's Combs Conservatory of Music and serving in World War I, he launched his career with a quartet, including himself on violin. He worked for the Meyer Davis Organization and in 1921 teamed with pianist Milton Davis to form the Garber Davis Orchestra, which recorded its first sides for Columbia in December of 1921. They switched to Victor from 1923 to 27 and back to Columbia in February of 1928. In the early 30s, Garber took over leadership of the Little Freddie Large Orchestra from Canada, and the band shifted style, becoming easily mistakable for Guy Lombardo's Sweet Band. Around 1935, when Lombardo left the Burns and Allen radio show, who should succeed him but Jan Garber, and due to his popularity on radio, he became known as the Idol of the Airlanes. He was also known as the Mighty Little Maestro of Modern Melody. Jan Garber led bands into the 1970s, including a short-lived swing band in 1942, which was a musical success but a financial disaster. Jan Garber died on October 5, 1977. He had many more sweet years than hot, but here are several fine examples of records from his hot years.
Thank you. and when I squeeze you, and when I please you and such, say you don't like it, no, you don't like it, not much. And when I kiss you, and when I tell you your lips are thrilling to touch, say you don't like it, no, you don't like it, not much.
When I hold you close in my arms a while, you love it, you sigh, and then you smile contented.
And when I press you, and when I caress you, and say I love you and such, say you don't like it, no, you don't like it, not much.
Jan Garber and his orchestra, who played right here in the Casino Ballroom in Avalon for four seasons from 1934 to 37. What we just heard were some of the band's hot sides from the 20s, beginning with Babyface, written by Harry Axton and Benny Davis. That June 29, 1926 recording was one of Jan Garber's few hits from the 20s. Next, with the vocal by Harry Goldfield and Webb Haney, it was You Don't Like It, Not Much, from November 8, 1926. That was written by Ned Miller, Art Kahn, Chester Cohn, and Frank Skinner. We finished up February 18, 1928 with Tin Ear, written by pianist Phil Wall and trumpeter Bob Efros. Bob Efros was much in demand as a studio musician in the 20s and is on hundreds of Ben Selvin sides. He's also the guy who produced that fiendish laugh on Mama Inez. Yes, that would be the one.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, November 2nd, marked the birth in 1908 in Hilbert, Wisconsin, of Roland Bernhardt Berrigan, better known as Bunny Berrigan. Although he became one of the top jazz trumpeters between 1935 and 39, when he tried out for Hal Kemp's orchestra in 1928, he was rejected because of his thin tone. He improved to the point where he was hired by Kemp in 1930. After a European tour and some recordings with Kemp, Berrigan joined Fred Rich's CBS studio band in 1931, where, other than for a few months with Paul Whiteman, he stayed until 1935. He gained a reputation as a hot jazz soloist and appeared on records with studio bands, the Boswell Sisters, the Dorsey Brothers, and Benny Goodman. In 1937, he joined Tommy Dorsey's band, where he was largely responsible for two hits, Marie and Song of India. Bunny Berrigan put together his own orchestra and had a hit with I Can't Get Started, which became his theme song. Unfortunately, he had a problem with alcohol and was not an astute businessman. He went bankrupt and was forced to break up the band. He rejoined Tommy Dorsey for a few months and formed a new orchestra, but continued drinking. His health declined and he died on June 2, 1942, at just 33 years of age. Here's Bunny Berrigan.
Just what I can't do without. Your smile is like a rainbow, so full of good news. You make my little old heart go bye-bye, bye-bye blues. Oh, you've got everything, style and smile and class and clothes. You've got everything, this and that and these and those. I forgot to mention that undefinable something, that's why you've got everything. Thank you.
flown around the world in a plane. I've settled revolutions in Spain, and the North Pole I have charted. Still I can't get started with you. And on the golf course I'm under par, and Metro Goldwyn want me to start. I've got a house, a show place, still I can't get no place with you. 'Cause you're so supreme, lyrics I write of you, and I scheme, dream day and night of you, dream just of a sight of you. But what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. And Greta Garbo's had me to tea. Still I'm brokenhearted, 'cause I can't get started.
Mama!
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Jack Leonard in chorus providing the vocal, and Bunny Berrigan on trumpet with Irving Berlin's Marie from January 29, 1937. Before that, we heard Bunny Berrigan and his boys and what was to become his theme song, I Can't Get Started, written by Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin. Bunny played trumpet and provided the vocal on that April 13, 1936 recording, which also featured Artie Shaw on clarinet. We started our tribute to Bunny Berrigan with Adrian Rollini and his orchestra and Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson's You've Got Everything from October 16, 1933. Herb Weil, drummer in the band, provided the vocal on that one. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.